This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. I hadn't worn a watch for years, simply because I wasn't able to find a watch that I really liked and could actually read. I convinced myself, actually, that I didn't need one because my iPhone is never far away and I can always check the time on that. Then the Apple Watch came out and I was curious and I was excited, as I often am when new tech comes along. My current watch is the Apple Watch Sport Series 2 38mm. Now, let's be clear. It's not an iPhone on your wrist, so if that's what you're expecting, you will be disappointed. It is, however, a very powerful gadget. As you'd expect from Apple, it's fully accessible. Personally, I sometimes use VoiceOver and I sometimes use Zoom. 2147. I've forced my watch to use the Australian female VoiceOver voice because I find that easier to hear than the male British voice, especially in sort of louder spaces. Privacy, I feel, has never been an issue. The watch connects to Bluetooth devices, so you can use it with an earpiece or with headphones if you want to listen to VoiceOver that way. I use mine either with AirPods, although the connectivity can be a little bit sporadic at the moment. There's some fixing that Apple needs to do. So quite often I use a little Jabra Extreme that I've had for a very long time, and that can simultaneously handle the connection to my iPhone and to my watch very well. In terms of alerts, there's a lot of versatility. There's now a thing called Theatre Mode, which is in the latest watch release, and that means you can actually set the watch to make no noise, to keep the screen off at all times unless you actually tap it, and just send haptic alerts, which is where it kind of taps you on the wrist. So, what do I use my watch for? Well, obviously, time, telling the time. There's a choice of faces. High contrast, you can choose how detailed you want the display to be. There's a choice of analog and digital options. There's a large font for the digital display. There's a Mickey Mouse or a Minnie Mouse, so you literally have to just tap the screen.
It's 9:51.
And there's also haptic time, and that just reports the time back to you with haptic alerts on your wrist, so it just buzzes so nobody hears it, but you know what the time is. It's quite handy in meetings. Obviously, being a watch, it's great for timers and alarms. I don't tend to wear my watch in bed, but the haptic alert on the alarm can be really useful on days when I have to get up earlier than my husband, so then I don't have to wake him up with my alarm. I also use it for adding reminders. It's very handy for adding to the shopping list as well. Add fabric conditioner to my shopping list.
Okay, I've added. Reminder, fabric conditioner.
And then when I come to do the shopping, I can literally pull the shopping list reminder up either on my phone or on my Apple Watch. I live in London, so the watch is great for checking out buses and tube times. I use the City Mapper app for that. Ironically, it is actually much easier to use the app on the watch than it is on the iPhone a lot of the time. With Apple Pay, I can pay for things in shops just using my watch. I also use it for checking Messenger, messages and mail, and sending quick responses if only a sentence or two is needed. It's handy for keeping on top of my email inbox because I can flag or delete messages from the watch too. Just press record, that's a really great note-taking app. Checking the latest news, checking the weather, looking at my calendar and scheduling appointments. Tracking move, activity and workouts. I especially love the fact that I can swim with my Apple Watch because the Series 2 is waterproof. If I'm quite tight for time, I can set it for 25 minutes and it will tap your wrist when you're halfway through and it will tap you again at the end of that 25 minutes. If you're familiar with the Workflow app, you can use some workflows from the Apple Watch. I use that mainly to launch specific music playlists. And when I want to listen to Apple Music, I can control that from my watch. It needs the phone for the connection, but if I'm listening through a Bluetooth speaker or through Bluetooth headphones, I don't actually have to have my phone all that close. So that's really great for a day if you're just sort of getting jobs done around the house or even just relaxing in the bath. And you can save one playlist to the watch to listen to independently of the iPhone. For listening to podcasts, I use Overcast, which has a great watch controller, and you can even save podcasts onto the watch so you don't have to have your phone with you to listen to them. You can even play them through the watch speaker. I think that's the only app I know that you can do that with. You can also control the last thing that you were listening to on your phone from your watch. It's a basic stop, start, volume adjust, track next, previous track. But I do find that quite useful sometimes if I'm listening to something on, let's say, Audible or on Sonos. There are other apps that I use, although less frequently. But I think, to be honest, I've probably talked for long enough now. So yes, the Apple Watch is pricey. I feel it's money very well spent, and personally, I wouldn't be without mine.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.